Build Your Drink Man. Hey, have you met Kevin? Who's this guy, Kevin?
No. Hi. That guy's a dick.
Oh, he can hear you.
Oh.
Hey, we're deep in the middle of a Pink Floyd twofer. I suppose we should get back to that.
How do I know you have a cold?
Because it's been years.
How do I know that's what it is?
It's been like years.
Right, but how do I know?
I did actually take the COVID test this morning.
Right.
One of the free ones.
Sometimes it takes a couple days, 3 days for that to show up.
Well, I guess the visiting the prostitute together tonight is off the table, is what you're saying. Yeah, I guess it's a cold. I'm not so used to it.
That's a thing still?
I guess. You must occasionally get them. I haven't since everyone has been wearing masks, so I just feel either that or it's just, you know, allergies or I'm just complaining, an old man who doesn't like things.
Or you have COVID.
I probably have COVID.
That's likely. Probably what it is.
Yeah. You can't get it. That'd be your third turn at bat.
No, I'm bulletproof.
Cool.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? People who eat in the shower.
People eat in the shower. I know they drink beer in the shower.
Do they? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah, beer shower.
Drink beer. Oh, mm-hmm. No, that's not a beer shower.
Morning beer.
That is not a beer shower. That you're thinking about.
That's a very different activity.
I got bad news for you. Road rage?
No, thank you.
I've had it once, seriously, in my life.
One time.
Yes. Mm. So we're going to take calls in the 4 o'clock hour from people who have had road rage. Seriously, only once. Like, if you get into road rage once a week, we don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about that. But the one time you snapped, you freaked out, you lost it. And you were even surprised at yourself.
Yes, right. Very much
okay,
so.
Okay, yeah.
Great news about Ukraine.
Nice, very cool.
And people are dumb.
People are dumb.
350 and 550. You're as close as we can get.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, you know.
We got Disney tickets as well, and King's tickets tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What up, dog?
I have two people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mention any names.
Okay.
Who eat?
Can I mention them?
Who eat in the shower?
What? Eat in the shower.
Eat food.
What do you eat in the shower?
In the shower. Huh. Now, both of them have hectic situations surrounding it, time-wise.
Okay.
The day is just slaughtering them.
But so it gets
so
wet.
That's what I would think.
Soapy.
I would not eat, I think.
No, exactly.
Or I would just jam something in my mouth before or after, but eating in.
No. What food?
It doesn't matter how. Well, I mean, like a.
What doesn't get all
energy
wet?
Energy bar or something like that.
Oh, an energy bar. While you're in the bathroom. First of all, the bathroom.
No, not the bathroom. Shower. Taking a shower.
Right, but it's in the bathroom with the toilet.
Right.
I can't stand that idea.
The toilet is what bothers you about eating in the shower.
Yes. Well, the fact that it's going to get wet and soggy is odd.
That's my thought.
But the fact that the toilet's in there, it's like people take their drinks, especially in Vegas, in and put it right on the urinal and then,
and then
pick them back up. And I'm always like,
gross.
No wonder you're sick all the time.
Right,
man. But food is
arguably,
even worse.
If it's your place and you're living there by yourself.
I know how dirty it is.
Arguably, you wouldn't make yourself sick, I would guess.
They did a thing on Mythbusters where they put in toothbrushes in a bathroom.
I don't want to know the answer.
Really
to that.
Didn't think maybe there would be any matter on the toothbrushes after a couple of weeks.
That's
was
super gross.
There was.
Yeah.
There was.
I saw a study that the toilet debris,
mm-hmm, if you will,
can go up to 10 feet high when it's flushed. And I was like, I don't want to know that.
So then you're in the shower.
So
that
you're
floating
in
around.
The shower.
Yeah, okay.
And you're eating.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have time now because we're going to do great news from Ukraine and people are dumb, but in the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, we'll talk about this.
I want to find who eats the most complex meal in the shower. Like, like you have a salad with a fork?
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
How do you do
the mashed potatoes? They go on where the soap goes.
I've been in a massive hurry before. I've never eaten in the shower.
Me either, ever.
So the first person told me that and I just lambasted them.
Sure.
And then the second told me that. I was like, well, maybe I'm the odd man out. I don't eat in the shower.
I think so.
I need to start eating in the shower.
Yeah, well.
That's what we're learning.
Maybe we should give it a go afterwards. If people say, yes, I do it, and maybe we'll both try it and see how it goes.
All right. We'll try it tonight. We'll get back to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I try to find a great news story from Ukraine because it's such a negative situation.
It's terribly depressing. Awful news coming out of there. So when you find something good, that's nice.
It really, if you just pay attention and you watch, you will always see people come to the aid of the people in the story.
Yeah.
A lot of us will watch the story and go, man, that's a bummer, and turn it off and move on.
Right.
But if you keep your eyes open, you'll see a lot of these stories, and it really sort of encourages you that the masses are not bad, and they're ready to step in and hold up the people that need it.
And hopefully we won't have to do that at some point down the line, but now, correct, you know, it's like planting seeds for, correct, later, yes, use.
Yeah. President Zelensky jokes that Russian troops are supplying arms to Ukraine because so much of their equipment has been captured or abandoned.
Yeah, abandoned is one of my favorite
things. This is so great. Zelensky joked that the Russian troops literally don't know why they're there.
I bet they don't.
And
no one does.
And are unwilling to stay to the bitter end.
Right.
So they're willing to just abandon ship and leave.
Good. Good. Yeah, you got to have the army on your own army on your side.
You would think so.
To really succeed.
You would certainly think so. So he says that it's been such a nightmare, but let me find the numbers. Ukraine armed forces said on Tuesday that Russian forces had lost 404 tanks.
Tanks? Wow.
And 1,279 armed personnel carriers.
Wow.
Since the conflict began.
Wow. Lost as in either kind of got it captured or more likely in some cases, because I know it's going on a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just walking away from it.
The Ukrainian defense minister said in a statement last week that factories have been retooled so that they're repairing damaged Russian equipment
and using it back
on them. Sending it back against the Russians. Which is awesome.
That is brilliant.
I love that so much.
Me too.
And then also, remember last week you asked people to send me stories?
Yeah.
Tim Galindo did that.
Tim!
And sent me a story about Ukrainian refugees. They're kids that are arriving in Italy.
Okay.
And it's their first day of school. Two kids.
Oh, my God. So you run from your homeland, but you still have to go to school in the new place.
Most likely leave your dad. Your mom can come with,
right,
you.
Right. Because he's there fighting off these bastards. Yes. Etc.
Now, as a kid, you're supposed to go to a brand new school
in a different country,
and you don't speak the language. This is in Italy.
That's horrifying.
So this is the audio from the two kids as they wait outside, and then as they're led inside the school in Italy.
The Ukrainian kids.
Yes. So he's saying, come on in. And the entire school, standing ovation.
Wow, that's awesome.
And the Italian school had little kids that were taking them by the hand and saying, come with me.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to show you how everything works and make you feel at home.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
That is amazing.
Because an entire school is stopping what they're doing to take care of two kids.
And I mean, when you're in high school, that's the worst anyway.
Well, this isn't even high school. This is grade school.
Grade school.
Looks like middle school, maybe.
That's just awful. That's great.
But isn't that great that an entire school in Italy would rally around these two kids,
right,
and sort of make them feel at home?
That is really nice.
So thank you, Tim Galindo, for sending that. And that's your great news from Ukraine. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. You're caller 13.
Oh, my God. No way.
That means you get a family four-pack of one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets.
You just waltz right in.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
You can waltz right in.
One, two, three. You can waltz right in.
Because that's the name. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You have exactly four people in your family. Will this work?
Yes, it's perfect.
Excellent. Excellent. And listen, we were going to help you weed out. If you needed to cut somebody out, we were going to help with the decision.
No, be honest. Who do you not like?
My brother. I'm just kidding.
Listen, brother, I only got three. I'm really sorry. You got four. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You know, I've never really liked her brother either, actually.
Her brother's kind of a piece of...
Yeah.
It is at 3:50.
Oh, ish.
Ish.
Around.
And 5:50.
Yeah, kind of.
Ish.
Sort of.
We do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man charged with breaking into county jail.
No. What? I really need to be in jail for a while.
Can you imagine?
No. Why? What's he doing? What was his plan?
A 35-year-old Redwood City man.
Mm-hmm.
In, I believe it's San Mateo, yes.
Yeah.
Is accused of breaking into a San Mateo County jail facility last week.
Really nice up there. That's true.
The man pled not guilty to misdemeanor charges of trespassing and identity theft after he was found sitting in the lobby of the Maple Street Correctional Center.
Sitting in the lobby, okay, with a fake ID?
He had fake IDs on him.
Okay, someone planted him, clearly.
Yes.
And he wasn't trespassing, he was invited.
There was an alarm, and a corrections officer responded to the late night alarm and found a man just sitting there.
Oh, dude.
In the lobby. And this was an area where only inmates were allowed. Somehow he got into an area that only inmates were allowed in.
Huh.
Surveillance footage showed that he had climbed over an exterior fence, an interior fence, and then climbed to the second floor patio at the facility and went into the jail through the patio door.
I mean, it was.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
Who breaks into jail?
Right.
He had credit cards from other people in his possession.
Oh, and he was just like getting away from the judge because the judge up there is a total dick. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to get busted. I've stolen all these.
He said he was running from a guy with a gun.
Oh, okay.
But then they asked him if he'd had a drink and he said, yes.
A barrel.
Drunk. And then they asked him if he had had drugs and it was super positive on meth.
Okay. So well, that does confuse one.
Alcohol and meth and he's jumping over fences that are made to not be jumped over.
Maybe he thought he was getting out. Maybe he thought he was in jail already and he was getting out.
Imagine what a bummer that must be to be sitting there. And so they came in and they saw him and they were like, that guy's in street clothes. That's not right. And they arrested him. Imagine he thought he was breaking out and got arrested for breaking in.
Thought he was in the lobby of a really nice hotel.
That is a bad news situation.
That sucks.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Did you hear a horn honking at you earlier, like a car was in the studio?
Nope, that wasn't me.
To do with road rage?
That didn't have anything to do with my playing a sound effect at the wrong time.
By accident?
Nope. That was not what happened.
I just wonder how many people turned around and flipped off the person behind them.
Because they thought they were being honked at unnecessarily. Are you a road rage kind of guy?
Me? No.
How angry do you get?
Fairly, but I usually just like curse out their mom to myself and just like
and then move on.
Talk about how incredibly useless they are. But yeah,
we want to take calls from people who don't have road rage.
Well, that's not me then.
I guess. Did one time.
One time, like
yes.
Just acted on it once.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
One time. So if you get in a fight every other week, we don't want to. Hear
right.
It. That's not what we're.
And we understand that, but that's not what we're looking for
agreed.
Today. We want to see that you were surprised by your own actions.
There was one time, like today, for example, I was driving. Driving on the 101 right at about Coldwater and a woman just pulled into my lane without looking.
Here I go.
Yeah, and it was like I was like, what is it like to not
well, I just got slammed into by an old man. Yeah, that's what
just
he did.
Have a little
he didn't look.
Look.
He did not look and he slammed into the car that I just recently
like
got fixed.
How do you drive like that in a city like
I don't know.
There's too many people to
yes.
Just
not
change
look.
Lanes all
yes. But he was really old, and he was nice, and he was upset, so I just let it go.
So I put my hands up, like, what are you doing?
Right.
I honked first, and I put my hands up, like,
right.
What's
hey.
Happening? And then I pulled around and got in front.
Oh.
But that's it.
You cut her off.
That's sort of the
did
most.
Did you slam on the brakes?
I do. There are, no.
Did you flip her off?
No, I didn't brake check her. No, I don't do that.
Okay.
No, listen, I'm a.
So that's not road rage.
No, but.
That's just a little, like, you got started, but you shut it down.
Yes, you're able to shut it down. That's the key.
Right.
One time.
Uh-huh.
In Phoenix, where Sluggo and I were both raised.
Right.
There was a lane that went from a road that went from two lanes to one lane.
Phoenix does that all the damn time. That stupid town has lanes that end constantly.
Yes.
It's so dumb.
So there are two lanes, and the guy to the left of me was turning left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm in the lane that continues going straight.
Right.
The guy behind the car that turns left stomps on it.
Right.
And goes through the dirt now and cuts in front of me and I have to slam on my brakes and almost get run off the road.
Right.
And I lost it.
Phoenix drivers. Oh, did you?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
And
you were a young man then.
I followed that person.
Oh, really?
Into a grocery store parking lot.
Really?
And I got out and I started yelling.
Did you?
I'll be honest. I did take a beat to see, make sure it was somebody I could take.
Sure, of course.
Size of
my
car.
Not that stupid.
If they have a gun. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to back away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was livid. I was
what
screaming.
Did he do?
I was like, why would you try and run me off the road?
Yeah.
You had to literally floor it and go through dirt to get ahead of me to run me off the road. Why?
Well, I can see why you'd be pissed, but I've never gotten out of a car and yelled at
you. You never have.
No.
See, that's my question is because I did that one time.
One time.
And nothing came of it. The guy was like, oh, what?
I don't know what you're
And clearly had to really, step on the gas hard to make that happen.
Right.
So I knew beyond the shadow of doubt it was on purpose.
Right.
But I've never done that before.
Right.
I've never
done it since. So you got back in your car, tail between your legs. I'm like, why is this stupid?
I don't know that my tail's in a few minutes.
You were ready to throw down, but he was apologetic-ish.
No, he was old and sort of
Yeah, when they're old, I'm always like,
he acted like he didn't know what was going on. And
it was believable enough.
Didn't buy it, but I was like, all right, listen, don't be a crazy person.
Yeah.
Why are you being a crazy person?
Right.
Yes, he drove me off the road. I don't have to be a crazy person.
Right.
That
you
one
don't have
time,
to be on the news.
That one time I was.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for. 818-955-KLOS.
Okay.
You had road rage once that you let get away from you.
Right.
What happened?
Right.
What was the person doing? What age were they? Did they know what was going on?
And does everybody kind of let the old people get off on a pass? Because
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I would guess they get off
a lot more.
I'm going to say that.
Well, then I'm on my way to getting off a lot.
I'm going to say that more carefully.
Yeah.
I assume that if they're old and can't drive, that they get a pass more than most people.
Yeah, and that's fair enough.
But
maybe not.
So you had road rage one time
that got away
from you. Yeah. We want to hear about it. Now, again, not if you have it all the time, but just that one time. What happened? Who's to blame? And how far did you take it?
Yeah.
That's the weird question. Because to me, I look back and I go, what kind of crazy person was I? Following into a store parking lot.
Getting out, slamming your car door, marching up.
Yes, and yelling at
the guy. Sizing him up. You're like ready to throw down. That is not like you.
No, I'm a crazy person.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for. 818-955-KLOS. You had road rage once. How'd that go? We're talking about road rage. You're not the road rage type. But maybe you had it once.
One time you flew off the handle.
What happened to you?
So I had my little boy. He was, about six. Real epic fatherly moment.
Yes, excellent.
So I was turning into this plaza. I had Home Depot, McDonald's, whatever. I was going straight, and this old guy and lady, they cut out right in front of me. I just put my hands up, and the dude whipped me off. I was like, oh, okay, man.
Right.
So
That is really an angering moment when it's his fault and he flips you off.
I don't care if you don't like it.
Right.
Right. Then I'm a man of principle. I was like, all right, old man, let's party. And so I followed him home. It was probably like 10 miles, and my little kid, that little kid was egging me on. So they lived in a gated community, and they thought they got away from me, and I went up the street and then came back, waited for a car to come, snuck in there, and I wrote a note and put it on his
windshield.
All right, so the guy wasn't in the car at the time, which was probably good.
Yeah.
No, I was like, yeah, you should lock your doors. And
so you were listening to a six-year-old who was telling you to go fight, Dad, fight.
Pretty much.
Wow. Yeah.
I like it.
That's interesting.
Listen, sometimes you got to step up and show a young man what it's like to be a crazy person.
Yeah, to be insane. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It was on me. It was 1984, and I had my young son with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making a left into a parking space, and this guy pulled in right before I could get in there.
Oh, that's so, angry when they can see you're going for that spot.
Whatever that movie was.
And they beat you
nailed
in.
It, yeah.
Well, I'm out F you because
of course. Yeah.
He read my lips and got out of the car and was like pounding on my head, and I had a baby with me.
Oh, man. Wow. What a dick.
And I just
oh, my God.
Hey, I'm Cindy from Lakewood, California.
All right, Cindy. I'm glad you got out of that.
Yeah. Leave the moms alone. Scary. Look at this guy.
It was scary with my young kid in the car.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course.
That's just weak. That's a loser, man.
Wow, total
loser.
That's
I'm glad all is well. Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
Talking about having road rage just once.
Yeah, no, I'm in the car right now and I'm pissed.
Oh, right now you are. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding, but there was one. It's kind of similar to what you said. You know, it's like when two lanes come together.
Right.
Right? And it's like, you know, there's kind of unwritten rules, you know, maybe parking lot rules. And I don't think there's any better unwritten rule that when two lanes come together, it's the zipper, right? We go, you go, we go, you go.
Of course.
Yes, one at a time.
Yeah, you weave together, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, right. So I'm doing it, and all of a sudden, the lane next to some young dude in a Rice Rocket, he got up and wouldn't let me in when it was my turn. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, hell no. And so... So I'm a pretty calm guy, but that's when I lost it. It was just so black and white, you know. And so I'm flipping him off and just screaming at him. And this is a two-lane road, and I wasn't giving up. I was just letting him have it for like a solid 30 seconds. And then so he gets over into oncoming traffic, like, fine, baby, go ahead and take the lane, right?
Right.
And I was like, what? And it shocked me. I would have moved in there, but I think he realized, wait a minute, I'm in oncoming traffic now. And then he got back over before, you know, someone came and nailed him.
Wow. So that's what it can lead to right there. He could have been splattered just because, first of all, he was being a jerk. And you were like, yeah, now my turn. Mine. Thanks for calling, man.
It's the zipper.
It is. One at a time. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Let's honor the zipper, people.
818-955-KLOS.
You had road rage, but just once.
The one and only Slash, his latest thing, The River is Rising on 95.5 KLOS.
Shame that guy can't play the guitar, huh?
He should take a lesson.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about road rage just once, though. You're not the kind of person that really gets into these kind of scraps a lot, but the one time you had road rage, you have that?
I had a real good road rage just once.
Okay, what was it? Tell us.
I'm leaving a parking space on the street, and a guy cuts me off, flips me off, and so I'm going nuts. That pissed me off.
Right.
Completely. Right? So I follow him.
You lose it. You follow him. How far?
That's the key right there, that I'm going to follow you, even if you go a different way than I'm going. That's when you snapped. That's when something's broken.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
But how far did you follow him?
Couple of miles, and he turned into a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a showdown.
I get out of the car, and then all of a sudden, now he's like rolling up his window saying, I don't want any part of you. I don't want any part of you. I literally cracked his windshield when I punched it.
Wow.
You hit his windshield that hard.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the reason it's the only time. Was we had to go to the police station. The guy was 4 feet tall, man, when I got in there. He had must have had, you know, extensions and stuff. I felt so horrible about how terrified this guy must have been, me tearing into his car.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And that's... grow up!
Yes, I mean, yeah, literally. I mean, must have thought I was a Terminator, you know? And,
Wow, that's, dude, that's great, man. That's good. That's a good lesson. That's a good lesson for all to learn.
It's a teachable moment.
It's a teachable bleeding moment.
Right.
Right on, man.
It was enough for me.
Right on, dude. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. I got a road rage story.
Yes.
Back in the day for you. So I was living in Boston probably 20, 25 years ago. Me and my buddy are coming back from drinking. It's like 1, 2 a.m. Nothing good happens at that time of the day.
Right.
So we're at a red light. We stopped to be in jack wagons.
Right.
My light turns green. I feel my buddy take his foot off the brake. I grab his chest. He stops. A car flies past us. Got to be doing 70. So we follow him.
Oh, so you saw the guy that was coming and your friend who was driving didn't?
Yeah, I had him out of my peripheral.
Gotcha.
So we follow him like any red-blooded Bostonian male would do.
A-hole, yeah. Go ahead.
Giving him the Italian salute, disparaging his family heritage, saying his mother does things with farm animals.
Sure, of course.
Which
like
is probably
you do.
True.
Follow him probably a mile. The guy jams on his brakes, gets out of the car like a maniac.
He's like, what?
Me? I'm about 6'2", 300 pounds on the hoof.
Right.
My buddy's not much smaller than me. And we have, that he carries in his car, those small baseball bats you get at the baseball games. Ours happen to be Red Sox.
Right.
So we get out of the car carrying these little baseball bats. The guy puts his arms up. Sorry. Gets back in his car.
I love it. I like that you have to size it up immediately and have an answer.
Yeah.
Okay, you win. I'm out.
I was wrong. You were right.
It was like something out of a movie. He puts his hands up, puts his head down. I'm sorry. Turns around, gets back in his car, drives off.
Peace out. I don't want any part of you.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, a driver threw his coffee at my windshield once.
Threw coffee at your windshield?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
I had to let him go because I had my ball in your mouth.
We've been missing you, man. We've been missing him. 818.
I don't know that I'd go that far.
955. There are parts of him we don't miss, that's for sure. KLOS.
Road rage, once. Talking about road rage. But you're not the kind of person that has road rage all the time. You just had it that once.
This is an anomaly for you.
Yes, tell us your story.
It was actually somebody causing road rage. This guy was driving, he was cutting everybody off, basically. And it was a rainy day, by the way. It was raining very heavy, and he decided to cut everybody off, and I was on my way into the entrance of the freeway, and I could see him through my rearview mirror that he was going to try to catch up to me to beat me on the freeway. But little did he know, I gassed it, and we made eye contact with each other, and I gave him that face that I knew I wasn't, he knew I wasn't going to let him pass. And so as I was entering the entrance of the freeway, it's like a round freeway. You know how you have to turn and
yeah, clover leaf. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So I just bought new tires, so I was gassing it enough just so I could not let him. Well, he was tailgating me, but I gassed it. You know, my tire's really grippy. Then 2-3 seconds later, I checked my rear view. He lost control. I guess he hydroplaned.
Oh.
His car turned a complete 180 in the freeway, and so he backed up the rest of the traffic behind them. So, yeah. So I felt so good about that. I started laughing out loud because I was like, I looked back. His car was faced the other way, and I was just cracking up because I was just driving away.
I had nothing to do with
but
that.
But you're saying that's not something you usually do. This was very unusual for you?
No. I didn't let that happen.
You shut it down, man.
I felt so dumb.
That's classic, hilarious. Dude. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this is Greg. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. We're talking about you had road rage just once.
Yeah, I have a 1970 Z28, but I'm driving it on the weekend, and I'm coming out of In-N-Out, and I spill my Coke, one of my Cokes, turning left onto a street where it's supposed to be bike-friendly.
Right.
And the Z28 has a little bit of an issue. It's a vintage car, and the choke stick. So I have to get out of the car, and I open the hood, and here comes this guy on a bike and kicks my mirror.
Nice.
And literally puts my mirror off my...
Wow.
...that I want to be buried in.
Right.
So I think Coke, close the hood, and I'm usually pretty mellow, not road rage, but I roasted the tires all the way up to the guy on the bike, and I literally just douched him with my other Coke.
Wow.
And this guy had to be like 6'13", 400 pounds. I mean, he's huge. And so now I'm driving, and I'm stopped at the red light.
Uh-oh.
Here he comes on the bike.
Yeah.
He's coming closer and closer and closer. And so then again, I roasted the tires because the light went green and just left him completely in smoke.
Oh, man, he's soaked. He's going to get his revenge, and he's like, uh-oh, that light's going green. I'm going to... Damn it!
95.5. KLOS at the California's Rock Station. What are you eating?
Delicious. That's a little chocolate bar. That's so good.
Are you applauding your chocolate?
I am. I'm happy about my chocolate bar. I know they said never eat on the radio. You know, you got to find time to have your snack.
That's the first thing they tell you.
Yeah, lunch, because it's annoying.
Yeah.
I say eat whenever you bloody well please.
That's the first thing they tell you is don't eat. And we find it hilarious.
Yeah.
10 things you can eat in the shower is this article.
Well, in the shower?
I didn't know this was a thing.
Neither did I. What?
It's written by somebody from Kansas State University. I have two people in my life who both, because of time constraints, crazy, crazy schedule.
Sure.
Ate in the shower.
Eat food
yeah.
in the shower.
Yes.
I think the only thing worse than that would be eating on the radio in everyone's ears, on the microphone.
Because you annoy everyone that way.
But it gets soggy, doesn't it? I mean, I understand.
I mean, it depends. Like, they say, here's a list of things that you could eat in the shower,
okay,
for example.
All right.
Smoothies and iced coffee. Because I guess that's closed, right?
I mean, but how long does your shower take? 8 minutes?
It depends.
22 minutes?
Yeah, my showers are pretty short.
Yeah.
So I would...
Can you eat when you're driving?
It seems like you would either eat as you're going to bed or eat in the car or something other than the shower.
In the shower. I just can't see taking food into the bathroom and then on into the shower.
Apples. They say apples are good to eat in the shower.
Uh-huh. Huh. All right.
Gummies?
Gummies. Oh, yeah. Like it's, I love gummies, man.
Trail mix. Now you're getting into a part of the world that gets soggy.
Yeah. It gets like foggy or what is it? Steamy. There you go.
I don't need steam.
No.
I don't need any of that.
No.
It's not.
Smog.
Campbell's soup. Soup's on the go.
Oh, stop.
What is that?
Soup this is on the list. It's like in a cup, yeah. So it closes, but you're going to have a hot cup of... You're going to spill that on your feet.
Oranges. I mean, honestly, couldn't you just list all fruits, I guess?
I guess. Bananas.
Number one is beer. have a beer in the shower.
Yeah, everybody has a beer in the shower.
So, what have you eaten in the shower?
Do you eat in the shower?
Now, we're going to assume that it has to do with your schedule. Because I can't understand eating the shower any other way.
Like you just can't stop eating,
maybe.
It's
a crazy, crazy, crazy schedule, and you don't have time to both shower and eat before you have to jump back in the car and go someplace.
I don't know, man. Find that extra 6 minutes.
That's what I say.
I can power eat in six minutes.
But both people I was very surprised by
really?
The shower. I was like, whoa.
Man, what do they eat? Do you know? TV dinners.
Snack bars and stuff.
Not
TV dinner. Like an energy bar.
Right.
Or something like that. That's basically not spoilable.
I mean, you know, yeah. And another moment. I know it's important to work for the man, to make sure the man can afford his next yacht and make his bonus and stuff. But, you know, eating is a wonderful thing. I mean, it's like take a little time and enjoy that part of your life. It's better for the digestion.
I agree. But I also assume that there has to be, you have to be pulled in so many different ways.
Yeah.
On certain days like that.
Of course.
You just go, okay, I can't do both. I have to do both at the same time.
All nurses are okay on
that. I've never eaten in the shower.
No, never have I. Neither have I. It sounds gross.
It does sound gross. It
sounds really gross.
But you eat in the shower. Call
us. Oh, damn it. I was washing my hair and I got some of this damn shampoo and my hair on my apple.
It doesn't seem like it's an ideal place to eat.
No, it really doesn't.
What's the most complex thing you've ever eaten in the shower?
Yeah.
Eat a salad? You bring a fork in there? Like what? How does that work?
Any forks in the salad?
818.
In the shower.
955-KLOS. You eat in the shower. 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, I'll give her the call.
We're talking about eating in the shower.
I was always freaked out when people I found out would drink anything in the shower at all. I was just like, ugh.
Beer is the number one thing that they drink.
Which is the first thing I ever heard. But eating in the shower.
Yeah, I don't.
Never heard of. What?
Fully understand that. But I guess if you're really, really pushed by your schedule.
You need to open up your schedule.
Find something. Get rid of something else. There was one website that said something like an orange, which is super messy.
Sure.
Is perfect.
Yeah, then it gets orange on you.
Because then it's not. Well, yeah. I don't know, dude.
It sounds gross.
You eat in the shower?
I'm a big coffee in the shower kind of guy.
Really?
Coffee.
I don't even have to be, like, in a rush. Like, I just thoroughly enjoy coffee in the shower.
Huh. Hot coffee or cold?
Really, either. Hmm. Either, man. I mean.
Did you start it because you were in a hurry? And then you just learned to enjoy it?
Yeah, college.
Okay. Yeah, college, of course. College.
Mm. Yeah. And is it cup covered or is it get a little shower water in it sometimes?
Mm. No, dude, fully open. Whatever goes.
Fully open.
Whatever goes.
Wow. I wish you were serious so much, but you're not. All right. Thank you for calling.
It's like a little cup.
Yep.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
You eat in the shower?
Eating in the shower?
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, I do.
All right. What do you eat?
My wife.
She is delicious. I'll give you that.
Yep.
How do you know?
What? Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, most complicated thing I've ever eaten?
Yes, in the shower.
It's a pussy and tossed salad.
I think we just covered that, but that was good. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys, you ask about what you eat in the shower?
Yeah.
Hey, how about pussy?
Yeah, that is. I do enjoy. I mean, what?
Three in a row. That's a record.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You eat in the shower?
Things we eat in the shower. We eat gum in the shower.
Gum.
You're not eating gum.
Why
not? Eating?
That's eating.
No, it isn't. You're just chewing it.
Well, that's okay. So you, you chew gum in the shower.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, sure.
No, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count?
No, because you're not eating food.
Freshens our breath. Come on.
It does freshen your breath, but we're not talking about freshening.
Okay.
Kevin wants you to start eating food in the shower. Take a burrito in there tomorrow.
Burrito? All right.
Eat a burrito in the shower and then call back.
818-955-KLOS.
You eat in the shower?
Brand new stuff from a band out of England calling themselves the Rolling Stones, a twofer.
I think that's new.
I'm confused. I don't know. It's still a twofer of Rolling Stones on KLOS.
Remember yesterday we were talking to my former partner Bean about how he's obsessed with the fact that people say daylight savings time.
Yes, we called Beans to tell him.
And put an S on the end of saving because it actually doesn't have an S on it. And he's right.
Technically.
And everybody's wrong technically, but no one cares. And he's been fighting this uphill battle so long. Here's a clip of yesterday's call.
But Kevin's right, Sligo. I don't know if you know this or not, but it used to be my Super Bowl weekend. Like twice a year, I would have to rest up ahead of the time change because I would be in front of my computer for 14 hours straight, just furiously responding to every single person. Kevin, I'm not lying. I had to respond to every single person that said it wrong. Like, I would not rest.
So he doesn't like anyone saying daylight savings time. That you can hear that whole call, by the way, in social KLOS social media.
Correct.
But, drives him crazy.
Here's a headline. Senate passes bill to make daylight saving time permanent.
Oh.
This just changed today. In the Senate. Still has to go to the House.
Which is really funky because we were kind of reading up on it. It means that it won't get daylight. Now, I'm always kind of like, let's quit screwing around with the clocks. Let's just stop. But it wouldn't get daylight in New York City until 8:15 in the morning on the shortest day.
I feel like that might be bad for kids across the country that are like waiting for a bus to go to school or come home from.
Now, come on, man. It's dark in the Bronx till 8:15 a.m. Everything's fine. Party!
But the Senate... Today, unanimously passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would permanently extend daylight savings time from 8 months of the year to the full 12 months. And we wouldn't be springing forward or falling back.
Yeah, there's no way it's going to happen this year, but maybe next year if it goes to the House.
But in the Senate, they pronounced it daylight savings. Which makes me laugh, and we're going to post this on socials, and perhaps a listener or two could retweet this to Bean.
Oh, yeah, let Bean know that this is exactly what they said.
In favor of what we've just done here in the Senate, and that's to pass a bill to make a daylight savings time permanent.
Savings!
To make it permanent. So, good times.
Bean's going to be mighty happy about that. You be sure to share that information with us.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We took a call from a 6'4" guy who smashed the windshield of a little person in a road rage incident.
He got out. He whipped the car. He scared the hell out of the guy, and he felt like crap about it.
He wasn't proud.
Nope.
And people are dumb. A guy got arrested for breaking into prison. And who do people eat in the shower?
That's just weird. Soup.
Most of them eat Can I say that?
Oh, man.
You all right?
I know. I need to go home and take a proper hit and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
The guy who's basically given his song, We're Not Gonna Take It, to the Ukraine, Dee Snider, celebrating his birthday today. He was born on this day in rock in 1955 in Queens, New York. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when George Harrison really set out to work on his song, Within You, Without You, at Abbey Road Studios. It was on this day in rock in 1969 when it would cost you 35 cents to pick up a copy of Rolling Stone with Janis Joplin featured on the cover.